So obviously being able to help other LOs talk to other successful LOs. The same thing if you're an LO, talk to other real estate agents and,
Right.
focus on that one audience. I call it the three W's. And so it's the who is your audience? So who are you focusing on? And don't try to reach everyone. Don't try to reach both.
Hey, welcome to Loan Officer Growth, the podcast that helps loan officers grow their business and increase their success. So awesome. Today, I'm going to be speaking with Ginger Bell of EduMarketing. Ginger is a video expert. She helps hundreds of loan officers all over the country and does so many other things. And that's why we're going to talk to her and find out all the different things. How are you, Ginger?
Awesome. I am fantastic, Richard. Thanks for having me. And I'm so excited that you're doing this podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. A lot of fun. How's your day going?
Very good. We're just, you know what? There are so many opportunities right now, and I'm excited just to be able to help people to increase their business.
Exactly. So why don't you tell us about yourself, how you help loan officers, how you started, what are the things you're doing now?
Oh, that's a lot of questions. So, a little bit about myself. I got started in the mortgage industry. I always say I got started in the mortgage industry when my son was in first grade, and he actually graduated a year ago with his master's, also in marketing. And so I've been in the industry for a long time. I've always been a content and training developer. Before I got into the mortgage industry, I was a corporate trainer at Dale Carnegie Training. So training is truly in my blood. And
Nice.
that's the thing, when I got into the mortgage industry, I actually had a friend who worked for a wholesale company at the time, and they wanted some training developed and proficiencies created. And I just fell in love with the industry because there's so many opportunities to create education. And that's why my company is called EduMarketing, because it's using education to market and position yourself as the expert, which is exactly what a podcast can do, right? It's the
Right.
opportunity, not just, and that's why I love podcasts, because, when you're doing video, and we do a lot of video production, we provide scripts, we edit and produce videos, and you definitely need that. And I can tell you, the people that are doing video consistently are seeing continued business. In fact, I just got a message over the weekend from someone who, consistently doing their videos. They're doing them on TikTok, on Insta, on YouTube. And over the weekend, they took four applications. And already last week, I know they were swamped. And so
Wow.
they attribute that to video. So video is very good. But the podcast, and it's one of those things people always ask, Richard, and for you, when you started your podcast, like, are there too many podcasts? Absolutely not. Because you have to think of it in terms of what it's doing for you and your business. And for looking at everything you're doing in your marketing, you want to be able to, first and foremost, be out there. And video is the best way to do that, because people see you, they build that relationship with you. But then the podcasts also allow you to develop a relationship with someone over a conversation. So it's really like sitting down with someone, having a cup of coffee, and hitting record. And you're getting to
Right.
know them. Because when you think about, for loan officers, so a loan officer is listening to this podcast, you want to what? You want to be able to have a relationship with your referral partners. And that's part of the Freedom Club. That's part of Mortgage Marketing Animals, right? It's the Thor's Hammers calls. It's the calls you make on Monday. And you have your list of real estate agents. And so I love the podcast because it gives you an opportunity when you're making those phone calls to say, hey, would you like to be a guest on my podcast? And then set up a time to do what? Have a cup of coffee. I mean, I've got my, I'm a Broncos fan. I grew up in Colorado. I have mine. For those of you who are listening, I'm holding up a Denver Broncos coffee cup. But it's an opportunity for you to have that conversation and help them to build their business.
Yep, that's awesome. And that's a really good thought that you how are you helping loan officers with their podcast? Because I know that's something that you do for loan officers. So what does that look like?
Yeah, we got into helping LOs do podcasts really from a very successful LO reaching out and saying, hey, he honestly had recorded a couple podcasts already. And he's like, I don't know what to do next. And so just like what we created with, we do video production, we created that entire program that we have for video production based out of people reaching out to me saying, hey, Ginger, you're talking about doing video all the time. What do I do next? And that was honestly during COVID when that started happening. And I said, oh, there's got to be someone out there who does video production for LOs. And other than going to Fiverr, and maybe there's, you know, a sporadical, there wasn't a resource for that.
Right.
And so we put a small beta group together to identify what people needed and how we could be a resource. And so we do that on the videos, video production, giving scripts every month. And then honestly, all anybody has to do is just record their video and send it to us. And we take it over and we edit and produce and post. The podcast, there's a few more pieces to the podcast because we have the video component. It's a longer interview because you want your podcast to be probably, you know, I say 12 to 20 minutes. So it's a longer conversation, but the podcasts also go on to what's called an RSS feed. So when you're looking at doing a podcast, you have your video, but you also pull your audio from it. And so it's a matter of putting the video onto YouTube. And by the way, YouTube loves podcasts. In fact, they actually added an entire segment about a month ago that is a podcast list. So just like your playlist, there's a podcast list.
Nice.
And they're really promoting podcasts. So it's a big focus for them. But once you do that podcast recording, and I always record in video because that way you can leverage on both sides, the video and the audio.
Right.
Now you need to get that video and you need to create an audio file and you need to get it into the directories. And so your Apple, your Spotify, your iHeartRadio, you know, all of those, Amazon, all of those are called directories. And so in order to get your audio file into a directory, you have to post it onto a hosting platform. And so that's why when this LO came to me, he's like, I recorded the video, but I don't know what to do next.
Exactly.
And so it's like, okay, well, let's unpack it. I have done podcasts for a long time, for many, many years. I host a weekly live streaming podcast that I do with mortgage influencers. You know, Carl has the number one podcast. He's been doing it for many years. And it's helped, obviously, his business immensely. And he will tell you that. During COVID, I did a podcast that was called Flatten the Curve, Not the Spirit. And, you know, as soon as COVID hit, it's like, okay, we've been through this before. We know what happened in 2008 and 2009. So I started a podcast and just interviewed leaders within the mortgage industry and even outside the industry talking about, you know, what they're doing to be able to manage their workforce, keep their mental, manage the home life, everything that was going on. And so that podcast, we won 2 Telly Awards for. And that's so awesome. And that's a whole nother conversation, Richard, as far as, you know, you think about if you did a podcast and then we would help you submit it for a telly and you could win a telly, every single person that was on that podcast was qualified to receive a telly award. So only are you helping your real estate agents to be able to get their name out there, but you're also potentially down the road, and, you know, that's like next year to do that. And so what we do is, honestly, you record the video, send it to us, and then we post it onto YouTube. We post it onto all the streaming platforms, so everything that is out there. And then we also, and this is probably the biggest key that I think to focus on when you're doing a podcast, is make it simple for people to find you.
Right.
And so begin with the name, just like you. So what's the name of your podcast? Yeah. So when you came up with the name of your podcast, your focus is other loan officers, right? So helping them to build your business. Because in your business that you provide virtual assistance. So obviously being able to help other LOs talk to other successful LOs. The same thing, if you're an LO, talk to other real estate agents and, right. You know, focus on that one audience. I call it the three W's. And so it's the who is your audience? So who are you focusing on? And don't try to reach everyone. Don't try to reach both. You know, obviously as a loan originator, you have consumers that you want to reach. You have realtors you want to reach, probably financial planners, but just focus on one audience. So who is that who? And then the second W is what are you going to teach them? So what are you going to talk about? And so if you're a loan officer, and I 100% recommend just focus on real estate agents because it's hard to reach consumers. Do your videos for consumers, but do your podcast for realtors.
So yeah, just that focus. Makes complete sense. Yeah.
Yep. So plus it gives you, it's easy to get a real estate agent on for a podcast. And then the thing we're finding is real estate agents listen to what other real estate agents are doing, especially if very successful real estate agents in their area. And so by focusing on that, then they're able to really easily identify. So audiences, real estate agents. So your intro would be, hey, if you're a real estate agent wanting to know how to get more listings, you need to listen to, you know, and you have a real estate agent on this episode of, and then the name of your podcast, because, you know, we're meeting with Richard and he's going to be sharing what he's doing to absolutely kill it and getting listings. So that's the first two W's. Who is your audience? Hey, if you're a real estate agent, who? We're going to talk to Richard and learn what he's doing to get more listings, the what. And then the third W is the why. And that's really what brings it all around. So why is that important? And so when you're setting that podcast up, hey, if you're a real estate agent who's wanting to get more listings, you need to listen to this episode. I'm sitting down with Richard Smith. We're going to talk about, you know, what he's doing in this area to get more listings. And then the why is so you can get more listings too. So when you bring those three together, and especially in your podcast, and really it relates to videos too. It's the same formula that we use for videos, the three W's, the who, the what, and the why. When you bring that why and you link it to this is what you're going to learn and this is why it's important, then you immediately within the first 30 seconds capture your attention of your audience and then they'll listen on. So that's really the focus. You know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, hey, I want to start a podcast, identify who your audience is. 100% I recommend real estate agents in your area. Are there too many podcasts out there? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's absolutely not. It's like you think about podcasting is really like the new radio. It's like when I was much, much younger, I was in sales and would drive, you know, around and going from throughout my territory, and I would listen to talk radio. Because I found it interesting and compelling. This is way before podcasts, but it's the new talk radio. And there's a ton of different stations for talk radio. There used to be, right? And it's the same with podcasts. Plus, it's a matter of you focusing on your ecosystem. So your area.
Yes.
And that's the key. So absolutely not. But I do recommend getting the brand. So finding out what your name is. And then I also really recommend putting it onto a web page with a URL that it's easy for you to promote, because it's hard to find podcasts on directories if you don't have a specific name. Right. And plus there's so many different directories. It's like, are you promoting to Spotify? And not everybody listens to iHeart. I mean, I listen on Spotify, but sometimes I'll be on Apple if I'm on my phone. It's like, so I listen to different things, but if you have a URL, so for example, mine is Mortgage Influencers. So I got the URL, www.mortgageinfluencers. It goes to my landing page. My landing page has all the information on it. So no matter what they want to listen to as far as a streaming service, they can listen to it.
I love it. And you talk about there's not too many podcasts, especially when you're looking at a loan officer who wants to promote real estate agents and attract real estate agents. There's probably no other loan officer doing that in their area, right?
Who cares?
You know? Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. It's just a matter of just you stand out. You be you, because I can tell you what there is. There's no other you. So even if there is another podcast out there in your area, who cares? There's no other you.
Exactly. It's a good point. Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. And you help loan officers in other ways too. What's something that you're excited about right now that you're working on?
That's a good question. Okay. So if you're watching on video, I'm going to hold up. So this is, if you can see it, it's the New Home Adventure book. And it's a children's book that talks about kids moving. And it helps parents to have a conversation about moving. So, you know, I have written training on every single mortgage program out there, every single mortgage regulation out there. So I'm a content developer and I'm always looking for new things to bring to LOs to help them in their business, whether it's explaining about the VA. You know, we have our VA video planner, we have our reno video planner. So I had this idea last year, and I'm not even sure exactly why it came about, but it relates to, and if you're listening to this and you know what I'm talking about, you're going to like do an aha. It's like, I remember that. It's the old Highlights magazine. Remember the old Highlights magazine?
Yep.
We would always see them when we went to the doctor's office. We didn't subscribe to them.
Right.
But you know, they had the stories and the word finds and the, you know, little mazes, and which I love the mazes. And so I was thinking, I think it was just a conversation I'd had with someone that had a client that the kids were like crying because they were moving. And it's like, you know, nobody really talks about the kids and the transition. We talk a lot about programs and down payments and things like that. But if you think about the emotional side of what happens within families when they move, if we can help them to have that conversation and kind of bridge that a little bit, then you become a resource. And so I started searching, and again, it's like, oh, there's got to be something out there. And there's a couple books. There's like a Bernstein Bear and a couple other ones, but it's just a book. And I wanted something, because what happens when you're learning, and especially when there's an activity that you're doing, then they process different in their mind. It develops conversations differently within the parents and the kids. So I wanted more than just a picture book. And so we created the New Home Adventure. And so it has stories in it that talk about why moving, story of a family of birds who have to move because they've outgrown the nest and the kids don't want to. And then something happens and they find out, oh, it's really a good idea to move. And then the second story is a story about a raccoon whose mom gets a job at another, you know, town, and they have to move, and the angst that comes and going through a new school. And so those are stories that they can relate to. And then we have, hey, what do you want in your new room? So there's an opportunity for them to make a list, like, what do you want in your new house? And then, you know, there's planning as far as planning for the move. There's a roadmap. There's some fun recipes in there for when they get to the new house to, you know, make some popcorn for movie night. And so we actually have just released this. It just came out shortly, a couple weeks ago, and it's available. And I only wanted it to be available that a loan officer or a real estate agent can brand it. And so you can't find it on Amazon. The only way somebody can get this is through someone in the business. So through an LO or through a real estate agent, and you can co-brand it. And so you can brand it for yourself. You can also co-brand it with a real estate agent. And right now we're going through kind of a discovery as far as, you know, how can you use this for lead gen? I have a client that we're creating a lead gen system to where they can put an ad out on Facebook. Hey, you know, are you planning on moving? Do you have kids? Are you wondering how to move with kids? And so it's an opportunity to be able to use it as a lead gen. And you think about it, if you say, hey, would you like to get a copy of my book, you know, New Home Adventure? What are you going to get? All of their information, because you're going to mail them a book. So it's not going to be right. Like garbage information, right? They're going to give you a good mailing address. And if you set it up, you can get on what is your timeline for moving and are you working with a real estate agent? Imagine being able to do that. So you ship them a book. You know, it costs whatever, $10 total between shipping and the book to mail it off. You've just paid $10 for a very solid lead that you have their information. Yeah. And you can call them and say, you know, hey, Joe, I just want to let you know, book is on the way. What are some of the questions you have I can answer for you? Are you working with a real estate agent? Now you pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, I work with a couple of great agents. And would you like for me to connect you? Now you pick up the phone, you call the real estate agent. I have a lead for you. Yeah. What? And all from what? A children's book? It's like, so those are the kind of things. I love working with clients to think outside the box. So,
that is so cool.
Whether you're doing video, whether you're doing a podcast, whether you want to talk to, you know, parents about, hey, are your kids, you know, worried about moving? You know, those are the kind of things, those are the things I love doing.
That's so awesome. Yeah, that is such a cool gift to give, and just to be able to brand yourself and co-brand your realtor partners, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think that's the coolest idea. You come up with a lot of stuff and you implement a lot. What habits have helped you to be successful like that?
You know, probably I think when, and especially when you're looking at something new, is to take an idea and to break down what needs to be done to implement it. And then put them in order and then just start working on them. Because, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, I own a business, I have staff that I manage, you know, I'm married, I have a life outside. And so to get big projects like this done, it can seem overwhelming. Like this book, and it took a while. We started this project last October and we just went to print and honestly just sold our first copies last week.
Nice.
I engaged a very good artist who is a Disney artist. He actually was the very first storyboard artist for Sonic the Hedgehog. And that was important to me. So I, you know, said, okay, here's this idea. I want to do this. What needs to happen? And then you start making those down. And then I block out time. I'm a big time blocker. And so for me, it's like, here's a block of time. And this is what I'm doing during this time. So whether it's, you know, creating a new book. And I mean, I'm a content developer. So I think I've published this year alone, like 6 books. And so I have to time block. And then when I commit to that, I close out my phone, I close out my email, and I set my timer on my phone.
Just like any loan officer that needs to prospect,
same thing. Yeah. And I mean, I do that. I have to prospect too. I mean, I'm in business, you know, it's like all of the things that an LO does, I do. I just kind of create some other things to help them in their business. But I mean, that's what they're doing too, because as an LO, you need to be looking at what are you doing for marketing? What are you doing for standing out? And right now, the number one thing you should be focusing on is marketing.
Yeah.
Whether you're making the calls to realtors through your Thor's Hammers calls, working through the DSP, you know, doing videos, you need to be marketing. This is the time, everything you do right now in terms of marketing and positioning will position you for when the market continues on And I mean, honestly, everyone that's that we have our clients that are doing video are doing very well because they're being seen. And
I think, so, but also it's kind of like one of my favorite books right now that I've read is Who Not How.
Yeah.
And it's, there's a lot of loan officers that attempt to do videos, but there's so much involved. There's so much to do that they get bogged down and they don't do it, or they spend time doing things like editing and thing promoting it. And they're doing those things and not prospecting. So with the Who Not How, it's like, why not record the video, send it to you and your team, and you guys take care of everything for them. That's the key, I think.
Well, and I learned that a long time ago, Richard, because I mean, I've been doing video in my business for a long, 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 long time. And my business and creating video a lot of times has been behind the scenes because my clients have been Arch MI, the wholesale companies, you know, Plaza Home Mortgage. I created their entire training department.
Wow.
So the videos that we recorded were oftentimes behind the scenes. And I learned very early on, because when I started doing videos some, 15 years ago, we didn't have all the editing tools and software that we do right now. And yes, I know how to do Camtasia. Yes, I know how to do a video. If I need to do it, I can do it. But it is absolutely not the highest and best use of my time. And trust me, my team is much better at it than I am. In fact, they don't want me to do it. They'll be like, Ginger, we can do it better than you. And so, yeah, I mean, I started doing continuing education back in 2008 when we had the SAFE Act pass. I developed a course on passing the test. And that was all video. And I would record the video. And this is before we had teleprompters. And so I would honestly write the entire script out onto a PowerPoint and put the computer in front of me and use a clicker and then read it. And my videographer would be on the other side of the laptop because we didn't have teleprompters like we do today. So it was much harder. But I did that. And then afterwards, and I told my videographer, I said, just edit it. I don't want to see it, you know, unless there's a glaring, you know, something of a question that comes up, just get it done. But I mean, we were recording 8 hours of continuing education.
Wow.
So it was a much longer, you know, process. But I learned very early on, not at ever the highest and best use of your time. Right. Some people may enjoy, and you can do them periodically. Like if you're just doing a quick little one that you want to throw onto YouTube as a short or onto Facebook or Insta Reels or even TikTok, you can do a couple, but don't do all of them because you're a loan officer. You're not a videographer.
Exactly.
And so
it's taking you away from your prospecting. Yeah.
Absolutely. You can use your time much better someplace else. And I know budgets are tight right now. And so a lot of times people are like, but if I don't spend the money on it and I do it, then I don't have to pay someone. But if you think about, if you're taking your time, but you could pay someone, you know, less per hour than what you make, and I can guarantee you can.
Yep.
And you take your time and you, you know, use it somewhere else. It's like, I have a house cleaner because trust me, my highest and best use of my time is not cleaning my house.
Exactly.
Because I hate doing it. So it's like, I've learned a long time ago, somebody else can do a better job and I'm going to take my time and put it someplace else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So 100%.
So how can somebody get a hold of you if they're interested in video marketing or putting together a podcast for realtor attracting realtors? Like how would they get a hold of you for these awesome things that you offer?
So our website is edumarketing.com. That's edumarketing.com. And that's the best place. You can connect with me at callgingerbell.com. That has all my social media. So if you're wanting to connect with me on social, and then we have our mortgage influencers group, which is www.mortgageinfluencers.com. We have a Facebook group. We've got several thousand people on that group. We do a live streaming call every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. And we talk to other mortgage influencers. And so we talk about podcasts, we talk about videos, we talk about, you know, things they can do in their business. And so those are the primary ways. Edumarketing.com is my site.
Very cool. Very cool. Any parting words for loan officers that, you know, this is interesting times we're in right now, but we talk with loan officers that are just killing it and having their best months ever. So do you have any parting words for the loan officers? Anything I forgot to ask you?
Well, we've covered a lot. So I think just to kind of recap, first and foremost, you need to be marketing. So making your calls, follow up your calls, and double down on your marketing. Because if you're doing a video, you can tie them into your calls. You know, if you just did a video on, you know, helping someone to save money for a down payment, you're making your calls to real estate agents, say, you know, hey, do you ever have somebody that maybe doesn't have enough for a down payment? Yes, I do, because you know they do. Say, hey, just shot a video, you know, kind of goes through a plan as far as how to save money. Can I send it to you? And you can share that. Yeah, that'd be great. So those kind of things. Obviously, doing podcasts. I love podcasts. So think about the different ways. And I think that's probably it, Richard. It's like, don't be afraid to try new things. Never done video before. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be great at the beginning, and you're going to get better over time. You're not looking to be a movie star. You're not looking to be a huge, you know, YouTube, you know, influencer or anything like that. What you're doing is looking to stand out. My saying, and how all my books, I always put in my books, always pass on what you have learned. And so when you're focusing on that and sharing that information, whether it's to consumers, to real estate agents, always pass on what you have learned.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Ginger, for being on. This was awesome.
Thank you. I loved it. And make sure and subscribe, you guys, and get the latest episodes, because Richard is phenomenal. You are a great business owner. You're a great coach. And I am so appreciative to call you a friend as well. So thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And agreed. Yeah. Content, always subscribe, please. And if anybody does have any questions, we are powered by Remote Assistant Scout. So you can go to remoteassistantscout.com if you have any questions about virtual assistants, how to find them and all of that fun stuff. Feel free to check that out. But thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you.